We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos, the proper bracha that should be recited on certain fruits. The next halacha in Sif Vav discusses Salaf. Salaf is explained in the Ramah, is a min ilan, a type of tree, she'olin shelo ruin l'achil, that its leaves are actually fit to be eaten. V'yesh ba'olav kimin tamarim, and these leaves produce some type of a fruit. And it's possible that these fruits that are produced from this salaf are quite small. And the kafrisin hin klipa shesav of a pri. And there's kafrisin, which is the covering or the outer shell which protects these fruits, similar to klipos hagozim, to the shells that are found by nuts. So what exactly is salaf? So it's translated generally as a caper bush, or caper. And for those who are familiar with what caper is, it's a spiny shrub that bears rounded, fleshy leaves and big white to pinkish white flowers. It's a native to the Mediterranean region. In fact, some people say that by the Kotel, where there is growth by the walls, that actually is from the caper, as it generally does grow wild on walls or in rocky coastal areas. The plant's best known for the edible bud and fruit known as the caper berry, which are usually consumed pickled. So the question is, when it comes to certain fruits, or in this situation, this caper bush, what bracha is recited on each of these things? Because, as we established, it's necessary to know what do typically, when it's planted, what was it generally eaten for? Is it eaten for the fruit? Is it eaten for the leaves or the klipa or the kafrisin or the outer, the covering of the that which covers the fruit or the shell? So the Mechaber tells us that olin the el hakafrisin, when it comes to the leaves of the caper, as well as the shell, the bracha is barei pri ha'adama. The question is, why do we make a barei pri ha'adama if in fact this is a tree? It's something in which maybe ha'etz should instead be recited. So the reason the Mishnah Berurah says is mishum de'enu ikar ha'peri, because it is not considered to be the main part of this particular fruit. The purpose of this bush, this caper, is not planted, generally speaking, at least then, for the shell or for the leaves, but rather for the fruit itself. And therefore, for that reason, the bracha is downgraded to that of ha'adama. And he says, "Because makom b'di'eved im berach el ha'kafris and rei pri ha'etz yatsa." Truth is, if you do make a ha'etz, even though you're supposed to make a ha'adama on these leaves or on the shell, the covering of these fruits, if you would make a ha'etz, which you shouldn't really be doing, you should make a ha'adama yatsa. You still fulfilled your obligation. So again, we have now established this concept called ikar haperi. It's necessary to establish what is the main purpose. If there are numerous things that can be eaten from this growth, what is the main thing or the purpose of why it was initially grown? And that one thing would be that bracha, as the Mechaber says, "V'al ha'ivyonot shehem ikar haperi brei priya eitz." When it comes to the actual fruit or the berry which comes forth from this caper, that bracha in fact is ha'eitz. However, as we said, the other things are dropped down one notch to a ha'adama, the peels. So one could ask, well, maybe the caper is not something in which we often eat the leaves of a caper, so therefore the peels, if you will, of a caper. So therefore, one could wonder what we can derive from here, which may actually have more relevance. So he says, "L'inyan," says the Mishnah Berurah, with regard to klipas pomeransin, which is translated down here as tapuzim, orange peels, shetognin b'dvash, in which it's fried with honey, or that's sweetened up, or candied orange peels, Or, for that same matter, we could say chocolate-covered orange peels. Yesh deos ben ha'achronim im levarach aleihen shakol, or pri eitz, or pri adama. There are three different opinions as to what bracha should be recited on these candied orange peels or chocolate-covered orange peels. And logic, as we can say, maybe it should be shakol, because, after all, the true purpose of it is it's like a candy. When it comes to maybe it should be ha'etz, because on an orange itself you make a ha'etz. But as we also established, maybe it's a ha'dama, because since the purpose of planting for oranges is to eat the fruit, not the outer shell, which will ultimately possibly be sweetened, therefore it's downgraded to ha'dama. V'alkei, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshul Varach Lein Shahakol, since we're unsure what bracha to say, we do the most generic bracha of the Shahakol. However, v'yevanim berach priya eitz o ha'adama yatsa. If you would have made a different bracha, such as ha'etz ha'adama, since there are opinions that say that's the bracha you should make on candied orange peels, or chocolate-covered orange peels, then you fulfilled your obligation. Now the Pesukei Tshuvos tells us that the whole reason why there was actually a dispute in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, and maybe even the times of the Mishnah Berurah, which was actually not so far back, the times of the Chavos Chaim, is because that's possibly why it was planted. It was possibly planted not just for the orange, but also for the peel. And if it was specifically planted so that we would ultimately get these peels so that we'll be able to sweeten them up, therefore, that is considered to be the Iker Peri. It's possible the shell is the main part of the fruit, and therefore possibly the bracha of Ha'etz is recited. However, he says the Pesukei Tshuvos, Bizmanenu, in our days, She'ein Haderech, it is not the way for us to specifically plant these things in order that they should be sweetened up, these peels. We don't say that it was planted also for the purpose of the peels in addition to the fruit. When it has a fruit which, such as this, which the peel is musukarim, filled with sugar, it's sugar coated, then that, or he says b'shokalid, it's covered with chocolate. Certainly the bracha is shahakol ni'abidvaro, as the Mishnah Berurah advises you should do. But he says that certainly nowadays it's not an issue. But for some reason he says that the exception is when it comes to an esrog. He says the klipas esrog, that when people planted the esrog for eating, there are those that when it's planted, the purpose is for the shell or the peel of the esrog. And therefore, according to many opinions, the bracha of eating a coated esrog peels would be ha'etz. Now, just to make sure that we understand all this very clearly before we stop, I'd like to be able to conclude by sharing with you this in the Sefer called Halachos of Brachos by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Badner. He says, certain, as we've established, and he quotes the Makor Chaim, that when it comes to a bracha on the peels of fruits, which are usually eaten, for example, an apple, and even if you don't eat any of the apple, all you do is eat the peel of the apple, certainly in that situation, the bracha is going to be Brei Priya Eitz, just like you would make on the apple. Because after all, in that situation, since you can eat the peel naturally in its current state, it's considered kigufa peri. It's not like a separate entity from the fruit. It's considered to be part of the fruit. Then certainly if you would only eat the shell or the peel, certainly the bracha is ha'etz. And he also establishes when it comes to orange peels, which generally are not eaten, such as candy orange peels, the bracha is downgraded to the shakol, as we've established. He also says, as the Mishnah Berurah told us, that if b'dieved, if a person said ha'etz or ha'adama on candied orange peels, you've still fulfilled your obligation. Now, in conclusion, what about chocolate-covered fruit or nuts? So, based on everything we've established, we can maybe now understand whether or not the bracha should be ha'etz or shahakol. So, it depends on the reason why you are eating this particular thing. If the reason why you're eating this chocolate nut is because you desire to eat, or the chocolate fruit, you have a desire to eat the fruit. That's the real purpose of it. That's the main reason. So in that situation, everyone holds, you make only Brei Priya Eitz. In a situation where you're eating it, there's some fruit in there, but you really like the chocolate, that's what you have a craving for, then certainly the bracha is Shahakol. The question is, what if you want both of them? And to me, probably the, one of my favorite examples would be raisinettes. So you enjoy the raisin, and you also enjoy the chocolate. So in that situation, as one can imagine, there is a dispute among poskim. According to the opinion of Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, he says that it all depends on the majority ingredient. Even though you like both of them, so you have to go by the majority ingredient. If the majority ingredient is the chocolate, then that situation you make a shahakol. In the situation where the majority is the fruit or the nuts, then you make the bracha of ha'etz or ha'adama respectively. So you only make one bracha. But according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says that you would actually be required to make two brachos. You would need to make the bracha of ha'etz, and you would have to make another bracha of shahakol. But because of this dispute, he concludes, as we will as well, with the following advice. That because we're unsure what bracha you should make, should you make a shakol if you really like the chocolate, but there's fruit in there too, what you should do is you should take another fruit, an apple, whatever it is, make a ha'etz rather on that apple, and therefore, once you've done that, you should have in mind that it will cover the fruit which is inside of that particular candy. And then there afterwards, you can make a shahakol on the candy. In the event, he says, if you do not have another fruit, then he says you should make a shahakol with a specific intention not to cover the fruit. You should have in mind that this shahakol will not cover the fruit. And then you'll eat some of the chocolate covering. And then once you finally get to the fruit, you'll have to make a break for eights once you get to that fruit.